Do you have roses in your landscape? Now is the time to protect them from black spot disease. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Homan, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Roses are a popular landscape plant in Kansas. Newer varieties have been bred to be hardier and produce longer lasting blooms. However, most homeowners will see a problem pop up every year called black spot of roses. Black spot is a fungal disease that can cause defoliation of susceptible plants. Rose gardeners should look for dark, circular lesions with feathery edges on the top of the leaves and raised purple spots on young stems. Infected leaves will often yellow between spots and eventually drop off. The infection usually starts on the lower leaves and works its way up the plant. Black spot is most severe under conditions of high relative humidity, warm temperatures, generally 75 to 85 degrees, and 6 or more hours of leaf wetness. Newly expanding leaves are most vulnerable to infection. The fungus can survive on fallen leaves or plant debris and is transferred primarily by splashing water. Cultural practices are the first line of defense. Follow these steps to control black spot fungus. Don't plant susceptible roses unless you are willing to use fungicide sprays. If you would like a list of new varieties that are disease resistant, stop by the Extension office. Plant roses in a location that receives full sun and good air movement to limit the amount of time the foliage is wet. Remove diseased leaves that have fallen and prune out infected rose canes to minimize disease. If needed, protect foliage with a regular spray program. Usually, a 10 to 14 day schedule is effective for fungicides. Recommended fungicides include Bayer disease control for roses, Immunox, Ortho rose and flower disease control, and broad spectrum fungicide, as well as many others. So don't be scared to plant a new rose this year. Just shop for disease-resistant varieties and remember to scout for black spot. This has been Cassie Homan, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day!